Ireland is insisting its low rate of corporation tax is non-negotiable as it discusses an aid package worth tens of billions of euros for its shattered banks. Eurozone neighbors are pressing Ireland to raise the 12.5% corporation tax rate as part of negotiations for a rescue package, but Dublin is resisting. It argues the tax rate is crucial for foreign investment. As the recession continues to bite hard in Ireland, Professor of Finance at Queen's University Belfast, Michael Moore, told Lydia O'Kane that the country will start seeing an exodus of its workers.
Do you think Ireland's going to receive a bailout? Is it inevitable that it has to take a bailout?
It's absolutely inevitable, yeah. There's really two reasons for this. Its banking system, not its government, actually, its banking system is now completely insolvent. And the second reason is that because of what is happening in Ireland, it's having a contagious effect on other countries, particularly in southern Europe, such as Portugal. And if this is not stopped, it will spread to Spain, Italy and Greece.
Why has Ireland been so reticent about really coming up to the plate and saying, you know, okay, we've messed up, we need money? Is it a case of them being embarrassed that, you know, the Celtic Tiger has gone wrong?
Well, they're certainly embarrassed and they certainly should be. But the problem in Ireland is that governments usually get some things right and some things wrong. But it's an unusual situation where a government gets everything wrong. And that's exactly what happened in the Irish case. The first point, this all began during the property boom. And whereas other parts of Europe, such as, for example, Britain, had bad financial regulation, Ireland had effectively no financial regulation. That's the root of the problem. And then when the crisis hit, we then rather extraordinarily guaranteed all of the liabilities of the banking system, not just the deposits, but the bonds that had been issued, and indeed part of the equity base called subordinated debt. So really, from that point in 2008, we guaranteed it for 2 years, we got ourselves into real trouble. And then, rather surprisingly, when the guarantee expired about 6 weeks ago, we renewed it. And that's what really has made this current crisis completely, completely inevitable.
Looking at the state of play with regarding money, how much does Ireland actually need to get themselves out of this hole?
Well, the Governor of the Central Bank this morning said it would be measured in tens of billions. I would think something around 80 billion euro would be about right. It may be as high as 100 billion, but eventually. That's a lot of money. It's more than a tenth of the total fund available in Europe that was established last May. And that's very worrying because Ireland's a very small country. And if a tenth is being used for such a small country, then it implies that we would have difficulties as Europeans in handling much bigger countries such as Portugal and Spain.
Now, many people who are listening to the radio are the man on the street who wants to know how it affects them. How will it affect the person going to work, the person, you know, families? How will it affect them?
Well, it'll have two immediate effects. First of all, mass unemployment, which is already well in hand in Ireland. And secondly, very, very high taxation and reduction in benefits. But Ireland is very distinctive among European countries, in that we have a very traditional solution for all these problems. It's emigration. What will happen now will be mass emigration, as with the way we've always handled it in the past. So people won't riot in the streets, nothing of the sort. They'll be off to countries in the world which are least affected by the crisis, such as, for example, Australia. And that'll happen on a very large scale and very quickly.
You were saying there that actually Europe almost wants Ireland to take a bailout.
That's right.
So therefore, with regard to other economies, it'll be better if they do almost?
Well, the purpose of the bailout really is not because the Irish government particularly needs a bailout. It doesn't. It's the banking system which needs the bailout. At the moment, the banking system has been directly supported by the European Central Bank, and that's what's causing all of the uncertainty in the other countries of Europe. So the purpose of the bailout is to help, is to relieve pressure on other European countries. That's what it is. It's not really about Ireland anymore. It's about the euro, in fact. You know?
Just one last question, just regarding the banks. I mean, was it absolutely imperative that the banks were bailed out, that the banks were given money?
Oh, no, not at all. In 2008, when the when the crisis hit, we could have actually dealt with the situation by guaranteeing the depositors only and let the bondholders and the equity holders take a haircut, or in the extreme case, just go to the wall. And there would have been no problem, because then the good parts of the banking system could have been sold to healthy banks from the rest of Europe. And the banking system then would have continued, albeit owned by the international community rather than by the domestic community. So that was a fatal error 2 years ago.
In a sense, they are paying the price for it now.
Basically, what we're paying for now, the bailout, is for the bondholders, and the equity holders. Well, not the equity holders now, but the bondholders, who are, of course, international banks from all around the world, including Europe,